Begin transmission.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 116.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, whatever. Hello. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I'm sitting in my car. I guess we gotta get out. Oh, but it's windy. And there's other conditions to be concerned about. Okay, so what are we doing today? Well, because the weather was decent, I thought, oh, we better go outside and look for some marmots. But no, suddenly it's very windy. The other problems are that it's very hot. It's not hot in the shade because of the wind, but it's very, very hot when you're standing in the sun. And I've had to turn the gain way down, and you're just going to have to suffer. How long are we going to be able to stay out here till my leg hurts? Not very long. My back is even starting to hurt. I've had a couple of really bad days, and I was feeling better this morning, and I thought, okay, let's go outside. Let's go outside and find us some marmots. So where am I today? Well, I was actually thinking about going to Herrenhaven. I actually drove by there. There was only four or five cars in the parking lot, but walking across the parking lot was a huge family of six with two strollers and a bunch of children of the screaming age. And so I thought, okay, whatever. I guess we have no choice. Let's go to OPPD and see if we can sneak up on those motts in that motty den. So I'm coming up on them on the blind side now. Sneaking around a bush. But there's a god-awful lot of people here today. Dozens of cars. And for some reason, everybody has brought their lawn chairs. So now everybody's just sitting around in groups in lawn chairs here at the electrical substation. Alright, I'm still kind of sneaking up on this Monty den. I don't see any Monty's hanging out. I see a bird. Okay. I'm beginning to think that this was a terrible idea. Even though all I wanted was to see some Monty's. Gonna sneak up here a little bit closer. Plus the sunlight isn't that good. It's a bright and sunny day. It's just, you know, the sun is now directly overhead. So now all we've got is shadows and light as he sneaks up really close to the hole. Oh my god, what was that? Something just, oh, it is, it's a little baby Monty. Oh, he was in the weeds, and then I started seeing some weeds move, and then he sticks his nose out and he comes out completely. It's a little baby mott. He was just as big as two of my fists put together. And he stopped for a second, but as soon as he saw me, he was like, no, I'm going in the hole. And so he went down in the hole before I could take out my camera. Oh, and he was so little and so cute. He was a nice baby. I could hear people's voices. This is not good. Okay, now what we need is for these Mottis to come back out. And there was just one Monty, so that leads me to believe that there are probably some other Mottis in here. Wait, did I check this hole already? Yeah, I think that hole is not being used, but that hole is. So where do we need to be to be watching the baby marmots. Come out and say hi to me, baby marmots. Oh, I want that little, this was all going down, let's see, 2.5 meters away from me. I'm just standing here, little baby marmot pops out of the weeds, and he stops and says, uh-oh, it's tall guy. All right, come on, you clowns, come out here and play. Where's my baby mutts? Are they coming back out? Come back out, Mutty. All right, maybe we'll take up this strategy that we took up last time and we'll sit under this tree to stay in the shade. All right, so what's happening? What's going on? Oh, I had sort of a messed up night, but I'm kind of rocking and rolling today. So far, so good. It is warm. It's about, well, standing here in the shade, it's nice. It's about, you know, 20 degrees Celsius. Maybe a little bit warmer. 21, 22 degrees Celsius. Until you get out into the sun, then the sun's beating down on you for a while. It's kind of brutal. So what am I doing? I'm standing here in the shade under this lovely pine tree, this coniferous tree, this coniferous conifer. It's a beautiful thing. As I may have mentioned, my back is starting to hurt. And I don't know how long we're going to be here. I think I don't know what to think. I think I'm glad that I got to see a little baby marmot. He was tiny. He was so cute. But he's not coming back out. And is he the only one? Doesn't he have some buddies? Doesn't he have some siblings who should be out running around and playing some marmot games with him? Why are we only finding one? I do not know. Okay, let's go back up into the hole here and take a close look. See if we can see anybody. I will turn my camera on just in case. And, well, we just got a hole. We just got a hole, and I know there's Matties in there. I know that they're in there, I just can't see them. What? I wonder if we can go around. Can we go around here and get up there to the back hole? There's a hole in the back, the exit hole. Now, we can't quite get up to it, but we can kind of see into it from here. And I don't see any Mati faces sticking their faces out at me. Okay. You know what I think is going to happen? I think what is going to happen here is that our little Tobster is going to turn around. Now I'm turning around. I'm thinking that today should be the day of rest. Why am I out here? Why am I out here beating myself up? I should probably be staying at home, resting, trying to recuperate. I should go to the store and buy some bananas. I still haven't bought any bananas. But I was thinking, I need electrolytes. What do I have in the way of electrolytes at home? Not a lot. Yeah, so my leg and my hip and my calf are already starting to be weird. But I'm walking by the creek here to see what we can see. And yeah, look at that. We got all kinds of prints, all kinds of animal tracks. We've got possum. We've got squirrel. What is that? I don't know what that is. Well, maybe that's squirrel too. It's just wet. I can't tell. There's probably some Mati stuff on here. What about the bridge? Are there any Matis under the little bridge this year? There was a den under there a couple years ago. Okay, so the plan is this. Let's do something else. I think what I want to do is listen to some music. What music do I want to listen to? I don't know. Let's just start some up.
In a speedo.
And get me a towel, Mr. Tangerine Speedo. You're all over town, Tangerine, la 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 la. Talk of the town, Mr. Tangerine Speedo. How you get around in your Tangerine, la 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 la.
Zuta lore, no, Zuta lore, no, no, Zuta lore, no, 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 no. Oh, it's the truth. I should not have gone outside. Ow. Zuta lore, no, Zuta lore, no, no. Ow. So yeah, now my leg hurts and stuff, and so I took a bunch of more pills, but I need some more music, and I was watching this skate video last night, and they were playing a little Pete Shelley, Homo Sapiens, so we're gonna do that right now, too. We're cool that way.
Homo sapien too. I'm a cruiser. You're the loser. Me and you, sir. Homo sapien too. Homo sapien. That's awesome.
Maybe it's just me. Oh, good fade out at the end there, you clowns. Does that whole album need to be remastered? Homo Sapien? I think it does. I haven't heard that in a while, and boy, that we need to pop that out. I think we need to get that back into the mix. That was a that whole album was great by Pete Shelley. Anyway, so see, here I am sitting around in my house, wondering where the hell I left my tea. Oh, and look who just shows up. Hi. Hi, what are you doing, fluffy cat? You gonna stand here? Let me look at your face. My cat has this, I noticed this last night. Pippa has this sore on the side of her snout. Let me see her face. Move. Get your face over here. Get your kitty face over here. She won't show me. What did you do? What did you do right there? This is sort of worrisome. I have some concern, but my cat doesn't seem to care, so apparently my level of concern is irrelevant? I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I very rarely, if ever, know what's happening, but we need to check in with Justin Johnson, see if he's playing any blues music sitting in a boat out on a lake. Oh, yes. I think this is just what we need right now.
Thank you.
that's cool. Yeah, if you got nothing better to do during a pandemic and you have a boat and you have a giant lake, yeah, maybe you need to be out there playing boat lake blues music. I don't have a lake or a boat. Huh, what are we going to do about that?
All right, how much more of this do I got to get through? Oh, a few minutes.
Yeah, my back is starting to hurt. This day is going to crap in a handbasket already, but I'm still glad you got to join me. Because I think, who haven't we heard in a while? Luna? My little Luna? My little Luna Lee? The thing about Luna Lee is that she's awesome, and I want to hold her hand. So let's listen to Luna Lee cover the Beatles. This ought to be interesting. She likes the Beatles. And I hope it would work. That was the coolest thing I've seen her do in a while. That was hilarious and awesome and amazing and beautiful. Okay, first of all, dueling, I shouldn't say dueling so much as I should say dual gayagium solos. Okay, that harmony that you were hearing, that wasn't, you know, an effect. That wasn't a pitch shifter. That was her laying down two different tracks. And the other great part, the clapping tracks. Oh, did she just program in a clap track? No. Did she record one clap track and double it? No. Did she record one clap track and run an octave or something? No, she couldn't be bothered. She actually recorded two clap tracks, and it sounded awesome. And when she recorded one of the clap tracks, she decided to wear her glasses. Didn't know she wore glasses. Oh, look how cute those glasses are. And I would love to tell you more about the cute glasses, but this is not the Dubious Cute Glasses Committee. No, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day, whether I like it or not, at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I finally can go back to bed or whatever.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.